Begin by getting into a comfortable position. Allow your sit bones to feel balanced, spine tall and straight, shoulders rolled back slightly to open up your heart, and place your palms in your lap facing open. When you're ready, gently close your eyes. Allow all of your awareness to center in on your breath and your body, dropping in right now, connecting to your presence, feeling the air enter and exit your lungs, feeling the weight of gravity, noticing the sensation of clothes on your skin. As you tune in to yourself right here and now, you affirm to yourself, I am here. Feel the power of being here right now. Our power is always in the now. The now is all we have. Stay connected to it. Being gentle on yourself if your mind wanders throughout this meditation. If that happens, that's okay. Just return to your breath, your body, and the words you are hearing. The greatest way to improve our deliberate manifesting is to be in connection to our inner being. That fullness of who we are, who sees us as only love, who sees only love, who knows the creative possibilities, who knows your highest path, who always sees everything through the eyes of success, through the eyes of everything working out, through the lens of love. When we connect to this aspect of who we really are, we naturally align with more that we desire. When this step comes first, before trying to force something into existence, before trying to visualize and identify that which we desire, when we instead first tap in, connect to our infinite intelligence, from there, everything unfolds naturally. So feel within your heart a burning passion to connect with this aspect of you. You say to yourself, I desire to connect to the fullness of who I am. Take a deep breath into that desire and release. I desire to connect to the fullness of who I am. Tune into how good this desire feels in your heart. You may feel like there is a fire burning in your heart. Fire of desire. I desire to connect to the fullness of who I am. When we let this desire feel good, when it lights us up, when it brings us joy, happiness, and passion, we begin to connect to the fullness of who we are. Because we feel their passion, their light, their fire, their joy, their knowing that we are safe, whole, loved. The beautiful thing about connecting to the fullness of who you are and making that your core desire is that they always see even more. There's always a higher, always a further. They're always holding that vision for you. Even when you cannot hold it for yourself. So by tapping into them, by loving them, by loving your connection to this aspect of you, you align with your power. Your power to create joy, peace, prosperity. Getting into alignment with the fullness of your being allows the flow of everything else. Take a nice deep breath in, stomach and ribcage fully expanding, holding your breath at the top. And when you're ready, exhale with a sigh. For now, just take a moment to tune in to how it feels to be connected to this aspect of you. Notice any sensations. Any awareness of wisdom, thoughts, ideas. Let yourself lean in to this connection. Simply enjoy how it feels to reconnect with the fullness of who you are. With no agenda, no other purpose than to feel the connection between you and your inner being. Feeling the deep love that exists here, and simply staying present with it. Notice how lovely and natural this feeling is. It's like a coming home. From here in this space, connected to this power, everything else unfolds naturally. Letting go of any agenda besides the desire to simply be connected to the fullness of who you are. Say thank you to yourself. Thank you to your inner wisdom. Making a commitment in your heart to stay connected to this aspect of you. And taking this feeling with you as you begin to roll your shoulders, wiggle your fingers and your toes, and when you're ready, open your eyes back to the world around you. You are remarkable. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for connecting to your inner being. Doing so helps bring peace to the world. The more of us in alignment with who we really are, the more peaceful our planet is.